If you end up in an immigration detention center here in Washington State, you could face a long stay. And ironically, if you're a legal resident, the lockup will likely be even longer. Newly released federal statistics show Washington ranks toward the bottom of the list for quick turnover in detention. Liz Jones reports.
48 days. That's the average time immigrants are held in detention in Washington state. And out of 30 states with the most detainees, Washington ranks number 20, among the worst for long detention times. That's according to a new report from researchers at Syracuse University. The findings are based on 2 months of federal immigration data from 2012. Betsy Tao is an attorney with the Northwest Immigrant Rights Project. She represents immigrants held in the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma. She says legal immigrants tend to face holds months or years longer than average because they're willing to stay and fight their cases.
It's because their case is strong and they have a legitimate reason not to want to give up. And so it is sort of perverse that those are the ones who end up spending the most time in detention, which feels very punitive.
Tao suggests ankle bracelets or supervised release would be a better option for people with a strong case who don't pose a safety risk. In the 2 months covered in the report, the feds detained 18 people in Washington who turned out to have a legal right to be in the U.S. That typically includes people who are eligible for asylum, residency, or a green card. Even when a detainee is cleared and freed to go, Tao points to another snag. The government provides no resources to help them reintegrate back into the community.
Especially locally in Tacoma, it's only volunteers and people who are sort of interested in providing that social service who do their best to try to do that integration. But it's a big problem. It's a big sort of gap.
On an average day, about 1,300 people are held in detention at the Tacoma facility. I'm Liz Jones reporting.